This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
We are back on Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Andrew Abood, who is with the Abood Law Firm in East Lansing and also a civil service commissioner. Good evening, Andrew. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Good to talk to you again.
As always, sir, as always. A big story in the news last night and today that expanded health care benefits for state workers' partners did survive the House vote. I guess right off the top, what's your reaction to that? The civil service did vote for to go through this way, and how are you feeling about the House vote?
Well, I'm glad that at least there was enough support in the House that our resolution passed and made it through. And I think in the long run, what we did is going to turn out to be the best, not only for state employees, but for the state of Michigan.
Well, and as we have discussed on the show, because different issues along the stages in this process have come up, and we have discussed it seems to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, that there are two separate issues here. The Republicans are saying that it was irresponsible. The Civil Service Commission made an irresponsible choice in the vote that you took to put through these benefits. But you have said all along that it's about following the law.
Well, it's not only about following the law, but we're talking about, and you know, the number has ballooned up like a mushroom. You know, originally we were quoted $1 million. Now I see in the paper today that it's an $11 million expense, and I'm not really sure whether they really know how much it's really going to cost, but it's probably someplace around $4 or $5 million. And although that's a significant line item in anyone's personal budget, it is minuscule in comparison to the state budget and will not affect the state budget whatsoever. I mean, it is less than 0.5%, I think, in the total state budget.
And, of course, the numbers change depending upon how many people take advantage of this thing, and that's a number we haven't been able to really put our finger on either, is it?
Well, no, I don't agree with that, because there's been enough other governmental entities that have done it.
Okay.
That you can look at those governmental entities. Ingham County does it. The city of East Lansing does it. Wayne State does it. Western Michigan does it. Michigan State, University of Michigan. And you can look at those governmental entities and you can say, okay, what percentage of employees actually participate in these benefits? And then you can calculate a cost. And we were originally told it would be about 1% of the employees, which would be about $1 million expense. And I've never seen anything to suggest that that estimate was inaccurate. Now, once other parties with different interests got involved, they ballooned it up to a different number. But the staff people at the civil service gave us that original estimate, and that came from, you know, plans that have been in place for a long time.
Does the 1%, does that kind of stand true with these other municipalities and other agencies and schools that you've talked about?
That's what their historical numbers have been, about 1% of the state employees.
Another thing that you and I have talked about in the past on this issue is this was never about dollars for the Civil Service Commission. This was about doing what was right, and I'm paraphrasing, but am I accurate in that?
That's what I said. I think it is more not about the economics, but about what is right. And you know, there may be a split of opinion on that, but there wasn't on our commission.
And it's also been about fairness.
Definitely about fairness and about what's doing right and what's right. And that's extremely important in the workplace. And when you're handing out benefits, it's important that you not discriminate in what is considered an invidious manner. And that's the key to the Constitution and protecting the minorities.
And since we're talking about the Constitution and so forth, I'm wondering, does this now end any court action? I mean, you're a civil service commissioner. You're also an attorney. And there was court action involved in this. Where does that stand after this House vote? Or are the two not related?
I'm not aware that there was any court action on this issue regarding domestic partners, simply because there was no action to be taken. I mean, the law, I think, is fairly clear. We passed the resolution. The legislature had a certain period of time to act. That time period expired. Now, once they go into effect, the question would be whether somebody would sue and raise an argument about whether our policy violates the state constitutional provision, which sort of defines marriage. And I don't anticipate that would be a serious challenge, given, you know, that I think our provision mirrors what some of the other governmental entities have, including Ingham County and East City of East Lansing and others.
You know what I think, Andrew? I was just confusing it with the 3% pension.
Yeah, so the 3%.
I apologize for that.
That's all right.
We spoke with Representative Mark Meadows off the top of the show, and I asked him about this, and he had voted along with other Democrats, many of them, to leave this in place. And his point was one that I think you and I have also discussed, that that politics needed to stay out of the business of hiring and firing, and that's what the Civil Service Commission is there for. And his bottom line was that a contract was a contract. Do you agree with that as well?
Well, that's clearly the case, and this might have, you know, this might have been slightly different in the sense that maybe the impetus or the motive of this provision came from the Civil Service Commission as opposed to the union or the OSE, the Office of State Employer. But ultimately, before we approved it, an agreement was reached between the Office of State Employer and the unions, and reached an agreement, and that's the purpose of the civil service. And then our job is to approve it, and as long as it's a fair and you know, a just provision, and that clearly was the standard, and clearly, you know, it passed. So, I mean, Mark Meadows is right. The whole point of the Civil Service Commission is to keep the patronage system out of state employment. Otherwise, you know, every time we get a new governor in place, the rank and file of state employment would change.
Well, and Ray Holman with UAW 6000 was quoted on this issue as well today, and he and I have spoken in the past, and he said, you know, it was a contract that was bargained in good faith, and this would have been another attack on collective bargaining in the state.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, and, you know, oftentimes the unions come back or the state employer comes back and negotiates concessions. In the long run, this is a provision that is good for state employees. It's fair, and I think ultimately it's going to stand the test of time in regards to the Constitution. And I think that one of the significant perspectives that a civil service is supposed to give, given the length of each commissioner's tenure, is to give a long-run perspective. We're not there for 2 years like state reps, and we're not there for 4 years. I think our terms are generally 6 years in length, and we're staggered, and we're supposed to give a perspective that's doesn't include the politics of the party.
Well, it proved in this case, certainly, and as Ray Holman also with UAW 6000 has said, and we have discussed in the past, that this would have been the first time that the Civil Services Commission would have been overturned. So that would have been...
I don't know that to be true, but I know that we looked and we couldn't find anything in 20, 30 years.
Wow.
That they went back and looked. It's been a while.
Well, congratulations. I mean, it apparently was a sound decision that as you said, is standing the test.
You know, Cheryl, I represent a lot of people, and I've represented a lot of people for free and on very serious charges, and always in an individual capacity. But I think this single vote is probably one of the best things I've ever done, and I'm really proud of it. You know, it may not have that big a significance overall, but I think in the long term, it really is going to do a lot for a lot of people.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
Thank you.
Take care.
Andrew Abood with the Abood Law Firm and also a civil service commissioner. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.